Thank you for calling sales and support. My name is Scott. Can I please start by getting your customer number, please?
370-43778.
All right, and then I would just need your four-digit PIN number to validate the account, please. All right, and that's just logging me into your account right now. While it's doing so, may I get your first name, please?
John.
All right, great. And John, if we get disconnected, is the number we called in on the best number to reach you back at?
Yep. My question is pretty simple, I think. We set up a website called we550.org in October of last year, and it's set up now in a preview mode. We need to take it off there. We need it to be live.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing it as live. I'm not. Did you guys already attempt to take it off the preview mode, or?
Okay, we550.org. Oh, it is at all preview. Is it off? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that it's in the preview mode any longer. I'm seeing that it is live.
Hold on 1 second. I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time. I'm trying to go back and forth as a middleman.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm on the other line with GoDaddy, and they're saying that there is... WeFiPrice.org is not in preview mode.
Well, the problem is when you go to a different link on there, it does say preview mode. So it may be that in creating the site, we created it in preview mode, and you can switch the thing to not preview mode very easily.
Hold on.
It's just preview the whole time.
Hold on a second.
We have to do it. We got to do it. So.
Okay, so GoDaddy person. I'm on the WeFiParse.org website, and I clicked on one of the links, and it opens up in the WeFiParse.org.previewdns.com.
Okay, did you guys build this in WordPress?
Yes.
Okay. When you build WordPress, when you build posts or pages, it creates basically the post or the page's URL with whatever the original URL is. So if you guys were building it inside of preview mode, those pages or posts were created under the preview URL. You actually have to go into your WordPress dashboard and remove all of the, or basically update the post and the pages URL to not have that preview DNS URL.
Okay, so how do I do that?
You may have to. I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's something inside of the actual WordPress dashboard that you actually have to go in and do. But the hosting itself is no longer in preview mode. But inside of WordPress, you would have to make sure that any of your posts or anything or pages that have the previous URL, which in this case was the preview URL, that you update the URL link. I believe it's just in the pages and posts settings, but it would be inside of the WordPress dashboard that you'd have to update that in.
Okay, no idea how to do any of that. All right, well, I'll just keep calling around, I guess. Thanks.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.